blah, 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 blah.
Hello, everyone. If you still have any use of your hearing there, welcome to the After Disaster. I know that I'm partially deaf now after that very spirited opening that Tyler put together for us. Let's have a round of applause for Mr. Tyler. Mr. Tired Tyler.
Cock.
I am Anderson. That is very tired, Tyler, because he works, I don't know, 60 hours a week or some shit. To the left of me is Mr. Mike Catherwood.
Yes.
Who also works many hours a week on many things.
Not really.
And when he's not working and getting paid, he's working on that physique.
That's right. Well, now that's the truth.
Let's turn Mike down, though. Let's not have Mike completely dominate the modules.
That's what I do, buddy.
The one person in our crew... Rune, also on the video. Rune, I can't see it. The monitor's broken in here, apparently, but are you doing video tonight? Is that occurring? Rune, a simple head nod to the left or the right or up and down would let me know what's going on. No, we're not doing video. Okay. But Rune is still hanging out. He also works many hours a week.
Thick cock on that guy.
Sick cock?
No, thick. Very thick.
Oh, thick? On Rune.
Full, thick cock.
On Rune.
Uh-huh.
I have not heard that.
It's true.
It's true. The one guy in our crew, I guess he's, what was his name, Grandpa Pop? Grandpa Pab? Grandpa Pab, who works, I think we rounded it out to 2.5 hours a week. He's the one who couldn't make it tonight. He's not here.
What's his deal?
Talked to him in the parking lot a moment ago.
The older kids were having sex and doing fun stuff. And we're just we're going to go have a rocking chair contest.
Yeah, he's having a rocking chair contest. He apparently woke up with some Mike Carano issues.
Uh-oh.
Which happens occasionally. He said he didn't want to talk about it on air. And he woke up and found himself driving to the deep, deep desert.
Oh,
to
no.
The point.
Like he woke up mid-drive?
No, he woke up this morning and then found himself in the car. I misworded it. It wasn't one of those. You did that once,
yep.
Catherwood, where you just kind of drifted off. Well, you didn't drift off to sleep. You just were driving.
I was hallucinating.
You're about to get off on a freeway, off-ramp.
I was driving from Pasadena to Hollywood. And managed to take the 101 all the way to Santa Barbara.
Which is an additional 60 miles or so?
Yeah.
So Carano, you know what? Maybe Carano's not calling us on the appropriate line. I know he pulled over. He was in Orange County last I talked to him, and he was going to talk to us.
I'm a little concerned. I hope he's okay.
No, he's okay. He's all right. I mean, he specifically said he didn't want to talk about details, so I'm not trying to do that. But I'm watching the hotline, which I assumed he had. He's only been hanging around the studio for 2.5 years now. You know, I assume when the package... Mike, Catherine, with the package.
What
that,
package?
That fucker that came in here with the vagina and the dick. And he was hanging around bothering all of us, driving his 18-wheeler. The fucking package.
Ah, yes.
That guy has the back line. Why wanted Carano?
He's got the back line and the front line.
Package.
Why is he the package?
I don't know. That's just, did Tyler name him the package? Because he's the full package.
It became a stupid, code name.
Guy was a cunt.
Tyler, how are you?
And a cock. I hated that guy.
Good.
I miss you, Tyler.
Living the dream.
So much to talk about. Let's see if Mike's on one of these lines. Hold on a second.
1-800-LOUD-191.
That's what you are. You need to turn yourself down, please.
Hey, John Boca.
Hello. Is this Mike Carano?
John Boca.
Hey, John Boca. Please hold. Hi. Welcome to the After Disaster. Is this... Jesus. I bet that's him. Hi. Welcome to the After Disaster. Is this Mike Carano?
Yes.
I don't think it is. Please hold.
Good answer, though.
Hello. Welcome to the After Disaster. Is this Mike Carano?
What's shaking?
Hello, Mike Carano?
Groovy.
Howdy, partner.
Hello, Mike Carano? God damn it. Mike, you're ruining the show by not being here. Like, we could have just done the show. Hey, Mike, is that you?
Hello?
Hold on. All right. So, lots to talk about this week.
Tell me.
Debates, bro.
The debates are happening. And when I say debates, I mean the Madonna Inn and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of debating back and forth.
How so?
I wrote a strongly worded email today. First one of my life.
I just farted.
Five, get out.
Dear innkeeper.
Five.
I will not stand
five
for
paragraphs.
You.
A very strong worded.
You wrote strongly worded letters?
Anger.
What's going on?
I'm becoming an adult. It's really weird becoming an adult.
No, but I mean, that's not a good thing when you're having your wedding there.
No,
like, you're that passionate.
A little bit
and
over
upset.
A week. It's just the final straw. Like, they've just been fucking up plenty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Now's the best time to let them know before it's too late. I don't want to show up day of the wedding and have them do dick things.
Sure.
And me explode. So I did the adult thing, which is to write a strongly worded email. And I sent it off after closing hours, or, you know, after the lady that I sent it to went home for the day. Kind of a pab move. She'll get it first thing in the morning. And use the word disappointed three or four times.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to call Karan, okay?
Please do.
Disappointed!
Very nice, Tyler. Very nice.
Hey, I'm good for one every now and then.
All right,
really
pull,
an abrupt change,
down.
Though, from that.
Pull it down, please.
Thank nice you. Patriotic music.
All right, here we go. So I was thinking about maybe reading that email. I was pretty proud of myself. I was so
I would
fired
like to
up.
Hear it.
Yeah. It sounds like it was coming from an old Jewish man.
Bert Kleiman?
Wow. We just went off and said that name just now. Hey, what's the deal, man? Mike.
Disappointed!
What happened? I thought you were going to call us.
Oh, I didn't know you started yet. I'm trying to find it on Ustream.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're going back home. Jesus.
He's spending more time trying to find the show than actually just to call in where he could hear it because he'd be on hold.
He just ruined the first 15 minutes of the show.
Not at all.
Single-handedly. Yeah, he did.
Oh, Cather would help, too.
No, I've been a real flamethrower of energy since I...
What's going on with all you guys? I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Why are you all so drained of energy?
I am not at all. Actually, I've been better in the last couple of days than I have been in a long time. I just get concerned that when I come on here or the Film Vault, I don't want to, because I am a host of a show for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to turn.
See
this,
that little jab. See him how he does a little jab.
No. What
I'm
gonna
be honest right now, I could quit everything and I'd be just fine with.
We're hosts for a living, just
be
a very
fun.
A very terrible
no,
living.
No,
just fun.
I mean this even when I go on other radio shows or even television.
Really?
It's that I don't want to try to be host of a show that's
right.
Not mine.
You got to stay like when we had Petros on the Film Vault. He was mellow.
Yeah.
Scaled back Petros, which I appreciate.
Exactly. Well, yeah. it's a little bit of a tip of a cap to you because this is your thing. I don't want to step on you.
If you guys are about to give up on the show and you realize that it's not all that you had read about, because on the internet you'll read about the show that it's the greatest.
Tremendously
thing,
popular.
Greatest thing to ever grace the internet. But if you're quickly realizing that's not the case, let me leave you with this so at least you get something out of it.
All right.
My battery's been dying for 2 months now in my car, right? To the point where, like,
I thought you meant on your phone. I was like, there's an easy solution.
Yeah, I could plug it in, but yeah. I can't plug my car in.
No, you can't.
Battery's been dying, and I'm pissed because I know that the warranty's not up. And it's just, it's a long story. I save receipts for everything except for apparently the battery that is fucking up that I should have.
Sure.
So, long story short, I've just been milking this battery for all it's worth to the point where it's failing me and it's not starting like in deep parts of garages on like hot summer days during Carmageddon at like 12:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon last weekend. Like, I thought I was gonna be trapped underground. During Carmageddon, like, you can't get AAA down there. So I've been putting it off. I finally went down to Pep Boys to try and get a new battery and try to get them to scan it so that
Manny
I can prove,
Jack, yeah.
prove to them that this battery is bad before it should be and they should be giving me a free one. And The Walking Dead. I mean, this guy had a scar on his fucking head, Mike, from his temple.
Holy mackerel.
All the way back. And he was 450 pounds.
Good.
And he just looked at me dead in the
so
eye.
So you're saying a healthy fella?
His eye was dead. And he says, there's nothing I can do for you. Nothing I can do for you. So here's a tip. Whether your battery's fucked and you have a warranty or not, fuck all that. Don't deal with Pep Boys. Here's what you do. You call AAA. Everyone should have AAA, first of all. Greatest service in the world.
If you don't have AAA, that's like not... That's
50
like,
bucks a year.
Really? I mean...
You can also be a PAB like me and not pay your bill for like 4 months, and they're like, you're not a customer anymore, and then you call them up, you're like, oh, hey, here's my $40. They're like, welcome
back. Thank God you've been a customer
and
for
they can
the
say,
last 10
And then
years.
Immediately you can say, okay, now I need you to come tell me. They're like, here we come.
It's the greatest service. I don't understand how it still exists. I really don't understand.
It's too good to live in our world.
You don't have to go to the DMV. You just go to the AAA, mosey right in there, and like take care of your registration, all that stuff. So here's the thing. You call up Triple. Oh, you go to Best Pep.
You can call when you're drunk, and they'll tow your car.
Yeah, and you can sit in the car while drunk, listening to your tunes. I've done it. It's a good time.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've done that.
That's pretty sweet.
It was really sweet. You got to get the right tow truck driver.
Sir, we'll tow you, cool. But you're not going to like get to listen to your own music.
I was turning
Fuck
the wheel.
This!
I was turning the wheel, and then nothing was happening, but I felt like I was driving. It's a great experience.
You really felt like you're on one of those rigs when they're filming a scene where they're driving around town in a movie.
We passed a cop. I'm like, I'm untouchable. Untouchable.
Diplomatic immunity.
I bet you could still get a DUI if the keys were in the ignition. I bet you could. Well, okay, but here's the point. You go to Pat Boys. The cheapest battery is going to cost you $100, right?
Yeah.
Then they're going to charge you $50 to install it unless you want to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Do it yourself takes 1 minute.
I know it does, but it's still a pain in the ass, especially if you don't have a little screw. The right little, I was stripping the screw. It was awful. It was 110 degrees.
I'd rather do it with my teeth than spend $50 for a sweaty man
in
overalls.
50? Holy mackerel.
$50, yeah. So I've been changing everyone's battery for the last few years.
Are you going to rape that. Boys?
Mm-hmm. Pad Boys. So I changed my dad's battery. I've changed Jillian's
Time
battery
out,
twice.
By the way. For those of
I'm
you,
I'm a battery changer.
The After Disaster fans seem to be very artistic people.
No, they are.
As I've seen, if you're not working on the Pab Boys logo,
it's already there. Okay. If you go to show them, go to After Disaster.
Well,
oh, yeah,
right
it
now
is.
It's live, so it's kind of covered.
A good one.
But yeah, that's Scott, who by the way runs our website. Love that guy.
He's the worst.
I met
the
him last week. No,
the more
weeks
I think
ago.
About Scott, the more I like that guy. I think he's my favorite listener ever.
I met him a couple
awesome.
Weeks ago. Yeah, he came in.
He's fucking hilarious.
Seems like a good guy.
Punk rock. I was inviting Tyler and Mike.
He's an asshole.
Last weekend, I go.
This guy is an asshole.
We're leaving Thursday. I'm like, hey, Tyler, Mike, see you at my house on tomorrow. Remember, I invited you over too. And Scott's like, all right, see you over there. Just like really dry, really.
No, I think you hadn't even brought it up. And he's like, so I'll see you at 1:30.
So here's the point: you call AAA if you remember. They will come over. They will sell you a battery for $5 less than those fucks at Pep Boys. They'll deliver it and install it in your driveway. Because I forgot to mention that I was actually starting the car up. I got up early in the morning before another job. To go get a new battery. That was the point. I finally had enough. I was going to Kragen to buy a new battery. It was completely dead.
I like how Anderson's starting his car up every morning with trepidation like he's a mafia leader.
Oh, awful.
Or he's in like the Hezbollah.
Hey, if it doesn't start, like I get fired from this other job and it will cost me
Sam
my
Rothstein.
Livelihood. Yeah. Hey, Mike, are you there? Mike Corona? Mike Corona apparently
Here's
doesn't.
The thing. I couldn't really like because I was just having these feelings.
Hey, Mike Corona?
Ready for you. Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Mike Carano. Is that you? Mike?
Nope.
No?
No, not him.
It's not. Fucking A. Hey, Mike, is that you?
No, it's John.
Hey, it's John from Oka. Hey, Mike, is that you?
Yes.
There you are. This is like playing the memory game, and I suck at it.
I like it better this way.
I had completely forgotten how irritating it is to listen to the show over the phone waiting and not realizing that your mic is hot because I've been talking the entire time.
No, that's just you. That's just how you... How you roll through life.
Are you okay, Michael?
Not mentally, but yeah, I'll be fine.
That's the most important part, is the mental.
You know what you should do to make yourself feel better, Mike, is you're parked in a parking lot, right? Right
yeah.
now? Yeah.
I'm in a parking lot at In-N-Out Burger.
Put the keys and leave it in auxiliary. Turn
the only guy that says In-N-Out Burger.
Turn the AC on full blast, and leave your headlights on and the stereo on, and let that battery die, and then feel really good when you call up AAA. Right.
I'm standing outside my car and it's freezing and I don't care. I'm suffering.
Why don't you just get in your car and not understand. Be
Where
freezing?
Are you, Mike? Because it's not freezing in LA.
It's not freezing?
It's kind of cold.
It's a little chills out there.
Yeah, I'm chilly, but I don't care.
All right, Tyler, that's not adding enough for it to be on.
Wait, what is happening? Because I could have sworn Rune was saying goodbye to me and all of a sudden now
stop
he's
doing that,
in the studio
Rune,
tapping on the microphone,
yes.
Which is clearly on.
Yes, it's pretty on. Rune, can we help you, sir? What? Oh, you're in Simone's position.
Thank God, Rune.
My bad. I was
takes
at the,
care of video.
I was at the Simone spot.
Don't say my bad, please.
Disappointed.
We don't say my bad. We don't say no worries. We don't say you rock. We don't say right on. We don't say that's all good.
Right on's cool.
No.
I have offended, and I apologize.
So, Mike, do you see what happens when you don't show up? Rune just moseys in as though he owns the place, and he's a AAA member, and he can just fucking come right up to the front of the counter.
You signaled at me, and your face looked desperate.
No, what?
Yep.
I waved goodbye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you can sit there. It's
I
fine.
Thought you went like this.
No, Rune, this is an audio podcast.
I know. I didn't want
no
anyone,
one can see.
I didn't want anyone else to see your pained expression.
He pointed at himself and made a face. I did no such thing. Did no such thing at all.
Well, I have offended again.
Oh, Rune.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How do our listeners find this show? Because I searched for over five minutes trying to find the feed.
I know. They go to theafterdisaster.com, Mike.
Yeah, I did that. It just sat there spinning the wheel.
If you go to Ustream and type in After Disaster, the first reply will be Lulu, and the second one will be After Disaster.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I went to the Ustream account. I couldn't find it. But let me say something about AAA. If you're going to get AAA, which everyone should have, get the premium one for $100 a year because it's unlimited toes.
Yeah, but how many toes do you need a year, Mike?
I got four in like 3 days.
Because you were drinking.
Buy American. Buy American.
Hey, is Catherwood still there?
Yes, sir.
He's the one yelling, Buy American.
When does your year of buying American wrap up?
December 31st, 2012.
All right.
Have you fucked up yet?
No.
You sure?
I'm not positive, but I'm not cognizant of fucking up.
Mm-hmm. A refresher for those of you who might have forgotten. I forgot for a moment there. Catherwood is buying nothing but American products for a full year, and as a result, he's using AAA a lot.
I have not used AAA this year.
No? Not American enough for you?
No, a Japanese guy showed up and he was like, fuck this.
Get out.
Oh, get out of here.
No, because my Cadillac is strong.
It is strong.
Strong like bull.
And, but it's new as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Tata.
You know where I thought it was going to fall apart is with the phone. I thought he would break his phone and have to go not phoneless.
Yeah, what would you do? Buy a Zenith?
I'd be fucked if my phone broke.
Zenith?
I'm fucked. My TV, I have two TVs in my house. Like I have like a pretty small place. Like, one in my living room.
600 square feet.
Think?
That's what you said.
I'm estimating. Yeah. I'm bad at that.
It's like 4,000.
There's one of my...
I'm just so swole, it feels small.
I'm huge. There's one in my living room, which is like a nice TV, and there's one's like kind of like an antiquated TV that I have in my bedroom that I watch when I fall asleep, and that one has busted. The tube has gone on that.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to... there's nothing I can do. I mean, there's just no TVs made in America.
You need
to
build your own.
Yes, Rune. That's what I need to do is build a television. I can barely tie my fucking shoes.
Listen.
Yeah.
I think this is a good group. You as well, Digital Corona, standing in the parking lot at In-N-Out Burger.
I'm not eating there. I just pulled over to pee, and I'm staying here because I don't know if this was going to have a connection if I start driving.
You're just outing Burger.
If I get killed, at least you'll hear it live.
How great of radio would that be?
Well, it would be great if someone was listening to me, but I don't know if it's going to be great.
Make sure they do something noisy when they kill you.
No, I'm going to fight, so that should be interesting. And hopefully my headphones won't fall out.
Scream out details like in Taken.
When was the last time you got in a fight, Corona?
A long, long time ago.
How'd it go?
Not very good.
What were the circumstances?
I was very drunk, and I was, in fact, this was the last big fight. I was drunk in high school with all my friends in my dad's truck. We were leaving a party in San Diego, and I decided to swing a U and go back and splash mud on a bunch of sailors. And I did, and I crashed, and they pulled me out of my dad's truck and beat the shit out of me for like 5 minutes while all my friends ran away.
Let's go splash some mud on sailors.
And then when they were beating you, were you saying, Jesus Christ.
It's not a fair fight if you're in a car crash before the fight started.
Ah, Jesus.
It is a fair fight if you purposely try to splash mud on someone and then crash doing it.
And then crash yourself.
One of the funnest times I ever had as a teenager is my brother and I were driving my parents' car back from Vegas. I forget what the occasion was, but it was pouring rain. You know, every now and again, Vegas just has those torrential downpours. Yeah. And we were about 2 hours late getting home because we spent the first 2 hours of the drive just going back and forth on the strip. Just driving and getting as many people wet with giant splashes as possible. And it was fucking hilarious. It was so funny watching families run for cover. It really was a good time. Like, I could barely steer the car. It was so funny. Looking back, dick.
Yeah.
Total dick.
Well, I look back on mine thinking I was a complete asshole, too. In fact, the guys were holding me while they took turns punching me. And I remember.
It sounds so sexual. I'm sorry.
That's it. You know, like, that's it. That doesn't even hurt. And of course it hurt, but, you know, I thought it was somehow I was winning by acting like it didn't hurt.
Listen to this. I want all of you guys to weigh in on this, all right? I was thinking, I don't know why, I just had this vision of me meeting Louis C.K. It was just a random vision.
I had a vision of love.
It was very random. It was one of those things. And I imagined myself just saying, hey, look, it's the redheaded cunt. How are you, fucker? And then I thought about if I had been doing that to every celebrity that I've met at my job since the very beginning, like back, you know, 15 years ago.
Them even if they didn't have red hair?
Because people, they come in here, most of them aren't used to being treated like that at all. They're used to being told what they want to hear, and they have a bunch of yes men around them. And if I was just that one guy who was always like, hey, motherfucker, what the fuck's that thing you were in last week? Shit, you should have been in something better. If I was just completely honest with everyone in a deck, kind of, and told them what they didn't necessarily want to hear, but they never did hear, I wonder where I would be sitting right now. I might be at McDonald's.
Right
I might
there.
Be making movies. I might be right here.
Probably right here.
Probably right here.
I don't
here.
Like the fact
might
that
be podcasting.
People like that, and that's completely honest.
Oh, it's honest, Mike. Are you kidding me, Mr. I tweet about the fat lady in front of me buying fries for her and her fat kid?
Yeah, but that's a tweet. She'll never see it.
But it's honest.
You want to say it to their face.
Karana, yeah. Would you say, though, that comedians, I think, are an exception to that rule, unless they become, like, huge, like, you know, massive, like Dane Cook, Chris Rock. But comedians, they do get people telling them they fucking suck all the time. Whereas, you know, other people in the entertainment industry.
Are you saying, like, hecklers?
Not just hecklers. Like, comedians on other comedians. Like, they're brutal. Like, they're brutal to each other. Cause
yeah, but they're comics are brutal behind each other's back. It's Schadenfreude times 10. They, like, every comic, even if they're friends, is jealous of every other comic, and every comic wishes their friends would fail.
It's so much like a hair salon. I used to hang out in hair salons, as gay as that sounds, but like they'd all just stare at each other at the other mirrors because hair salons are covered in mirrors.
Yeah.
So they'd be like checking out, like, you know, bouncing off four or five different mirrors. They could see some chick that they work with, her ass in the corner or something, and they'd be saying under their breath to their, you know, their assistant, God, her ass is getting fatter and fatter. And then they'd see each other and be, oh, hi, how are you? Looking good.
That's women, though.
But that's like 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, those ladies all fucking live like that.
Why don't you just give it a try? Try it out on some guests.
I don't know what you mean.
Did you not
try
it on
it?
Tonight's guest because he's over 6 feet?
You know, the closest I ever started it, I did it with was Jay Moore. I just told him my parting words were, see ya, you're a cunt. Goodbye.
That's a brave place to start.
He was being really weird.
I felt, when Jay Moore was here, I felt like he might hug me or
Jay,
kick me in the head.
I think Jay is
I
don't want to say bipolar. I think
he was very
I think
manic.
Jay's moods are erratic and fluctuant.
Like, I think his party, the last thing he said to me was like, ha, that's what she said. And I'm like, you're being a cunt. Goodbye.
I think you've been pretty snippy with Mr. Schneider when he's been in here before.
Oh, yeah. I kind of let Schneider know.
And there's a certain Miss Munn that comes to mind.
Oh, Olivia Munn knows how I feel. Janine Garofalo has a pretty good idea of where she stands with me. Yeah. There's been a few.
At least Jay Moore's charming.
He is.
Why would you ruin that moment?
I don't know.
Should have been silent longer.
That was
I think
Mr. Carano was being sarcastic.
He's got a lot of positivity.
No, I wasn't.
No, he's got a personal relationship with Mr. Jay Moore, and he doesn't want to fuck
Jay
that
is
up.
Super charming.
They talk on the phone late at night when Mike is in hotel rooms, or was it Jay is in the hotel rooms? Who is it?
I was in the hotel room.
Yeah, and he was talking to you that he and his girlfriend fell in love with his tweets, and they talked for hours about his tweets. All right, Mike.
He and his girl and his wife, I hope.
Jay Moore's.
Then he turned on me, and now he's trying to get back in touch with me.
Mm-hmm. It's a love triangle. It really is.
I like Jay.
It is grand.
I'm not going to
name
it. All right. God. Jeez Louise. It's one thing if you play like a 1 second sound effect, but you try this playing fucking monologues.
You are found guilty as charged.
Jay's my friend. I like Jay a lot. I'm not saying that sarcastic, but I could see how like you could get the wrong read on the guy, you know, because
he's not a Christian.
How does that fit anywhere? How does that fit?
I like him.
Oh, I have the right read on him.
It's very rare that guests come back to my dark little corner facing away from the door and take an interest, and he did. So
it's because he's manic and he's just looking for anything to grasp onto.
Listen, yeah, but I'll take it.
I'm dyslexic, so I can't get a read on him at all.
See what you did.
Yeah, I get it.
I see what I did there. That's funny. Come on. That was a little funny. Come on.
Your station rune goes against everything in Western philosophy. I mean, like, saloon philosophy. Never sit with your back to the
saloon
door.
Yeah, I know. I'm unprotected.
Can you please write a book called Saloon Philosophy by Mike Caron?
Sounds like a prog rock band.
Trying to say saloon philosophy sounds like... It sounds like you're not saying real words until you get to the very last syllable of philosophy.
I'd watch that band. I don't even know what they were. If I was driving by the Troubadour and I saw Tonight Saloon Philosophy.
You would just stop.
Yeah, I'd be like, they fucking rip.
You would pull a
Corona. There was a punk band called Put 'Em in a Body Bag Johnny that I bought their records. Like,
just because?
I had no idea. I'd never. They were really good. But
I did
in the
that
90s.
With the the nip drivers and the fuck ups.
The nip drivers.
I gave them a shot because of their name.
Chad Putt. Go ahead, Mike.
When I was a kid, my friends and I walked the Tower Records, and we picked up the Motley Crue EP and looked at them and went, they look pretty cool, and bought the record solely based on how they looked, which was 100% glam.
Yeah.
Wait, which album? Was it the very first album?
Too Fast for Love.
Yeah, that's the first
album.
That's
the leather pants on the front, right? The guys.
The crotch,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. On the back, they were all dressed up with makeup and huge hair, all wearing leather and spikes, and we were like, looks cool to us.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of suburbanite white kids that bought NWA records for that reason. Where you're just like,
you're looking at one.
Those guys look like really tough black guys. I'm going to buy that.
You're looking at one.
You know what the worst part about the saloon would be besides no air conditioning is the fucking smell.
Oh, the smell. Everyone forgets about the smell.
That
you watch
and you
Deadwood.
Get a warm beer.
Warm.
Yeah. No one's brushed their teeth. They all have body odor. No one has deodorant. And they walk right in there from being out on the range or out doing some kind of manual labor.
Did everyone drink that much
Westerns,
whiskey?
The Westerns.
Yeah. Did they drink that much whiskey?
The Westerns do the worst part. Dude, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in Deadwood could stand if the amount they drink is
Would you want to be sober if you lived in the Wild West?
Yeah, the Wild West fucking sucked. Like,
fucking,
you had three jobs. You could be doctor, sheriff, or outlaw.
You're on your third wife because all others have been raped
Let's
by
Let's be honest, man. If it was the Indians. Wild West or the Tame East, I'm drinking because I'm a drinker.
Same guy.
What? What happened?
Doctor and sheriff are the same guy.
That's a good point. Dude, Anderson, if you're only medicine...
Mm-hmm.
And topical, like, antidote for anything was whiskey, you'd also drink a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but there's this, every time they have a conversation with a new person, like, you watch Deadwood, and it's like every time they start a new conversation with a new character, which is, I don't know, about 4 or 5 times an hour, as far as I can tell, they start it with a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
So they're drinking 4 or 5 shots.
Because
they're gentlemen. I don't know. It seems
I mean, there were rock stars. You got to remember, there were rock stars in, like,
Where's
the late 70s. That started every activity of their life with a line of cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, there were guys, jealous. Plenty of Pretty guys of in, like, that era, like the Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic era, that did, like 11 grams.
Guns N' Roses era.
Like, 11 grams of coke a day. Like, real, like seriously.
That's like garden hose time. Carano.
Yeah.
Are you ordained?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, I did it.
Oh, you did the new one that I sent you?
Yeah.
I actually did everything, and I filled it all out, and I just sent him the page, and I said, please just put this code in there.
I know, and I was going to try to get some kind of a credit from you for actually doing that, but I realized I did the most minimalistic part I could possibly do.
Credit?
Which was cut and paste a code.
That's all he did. Now it's going to be official.
Let's do cocaine at your wedding.
Oh, I'm down. Jillian, I'm kidding. I'm going to need some cocaine to maintain because I don't think I'm going to be eating. I'm going to be drinking, and I don't want to be drunk in front of my guests. So
you're
I need some blow.
You're supposed to shoot that when you're doing your cocaine?
No, you're supposed to bring it.
Better than ruining your wedding than all of us doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, we got to get Jillian loaded so she doesn't realize it. That's the main thing. Listen, I was writing the vows today that you, Carano, are going to be reading, and we're going to be like, repeating or whatever or saying I do. And it's really cheesy. It's really.
I'm kind
really
of disappointed
cheesy.
To be honest with you. I don't get to make up my own vows.
Of course, you don't get to make up your own vows for us. What the fuck?
Well, no, I'm concerned that he's going to read yours and then Carano-ize them, like editorialize them.
No, he said I can't do that.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to.
No, don't fuck with the vows. You can. There's definitely going to be places for you to, be Carano here and there.
Okay, what I'm going to do is not. I wouldn't call it fucking with the vows.
But it's close.
Romancing?
I'm gonna expand on
heavy
this.
Petting the vows?
Making love to the vows?
Rune, you're ruining everything.
I've spent 3 months working on my philosophy of marriage and why it works.
Oh, that how you got ordained?
No, actually started making notes on what I think marriage means.
No.
Are
Mike,
you
gonna
ever
going
get
to...
married, Michael Carano?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think I've ever been in love, and I think that's probably an important part of it.
Does that hurt you?
The dating game?
It probably does.
Oh, my God, Tyler.
Dating game, Tyler? Where did you find the dating game? Seriously.
I mean, the newlywed game is what we need, fucko.
Match game was the only thing in here.
How many listeners do you think actually know the newlywed game?
Of our listeners, I'd say about 50%.
Mike, you're like a really nice and smart guy. I don't understand why you assume that you'll never be in love or have the ability to get married.
I don't think I really assume it, to be honest with you. It just doesn't seem like it's happened yet. No, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going
to
get married.
I used to think
come out of nowhere.
I used to think that Mike is one of those guys where he'll meet like his other, right. like, you know, puzzle piece, and like he'll just everything will just snap into focus and he'll be okay. But I don't think that anymore.
Why?
I just don't think that anymore.
See, because I see Michael Carano as like a really neurotic dude, but I see him as like a loving person.
Oh, he's totally loving. That's part of his problem is he's too goddamn sensitive for this world.
Well, my point being that eventually there's going to be someone that comes into his life that will be so accepting and appreciative of that love that it'll just be perfect from there on out.
I used to think that, but I don't know now. He's so resistant of anything good in his life.
Yeah, well, this is sure making me feel good.
So good and resilient.
I'm trying, Michael.
So, Mike, here's where you're really going to shine is I got 30 minutes of awesome overture, and anyone who knows Clockwork Orange is going to appreciate many of the songs that I have picked.
Is it that fast Bach?
Including no, they don't use that. That one for the fast motion threesome scene.
Yeah,
no, I didn't use that
because that's pretty.
That's
sweet.
Horse racing. Beep, 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 beep. That was too much. But I did use Lighthouse Keeper.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be in there. But then the music will stop. All right, Buddy Holly ends it all with Every Day. All right, then it stops.
Every day.
Such a good song.
A good
so good. And then, Mike, you and I, we enter stage right. And you got a guitar. And then you're going to play something, all right? I was hoping that we could go over that a little bit tonight. And then the groomsmen and the bridesmaids all walk down, all right?
Okay.
And then you stop playing, and then Canon D plays, and Jillian, this is not the song. And then Jillian will walk up, and then we do all the shit. We do the fucking story, which I was writing tonight as well, which got exceptionally gay when I was writing about our first date and I actually wrote in, like, lines where, like, Mike's telling the story, and then we actually have lines, and Jillian was furious. She's like, what?
It's a theater piece.
We're not doing a theater piece. That's exactly what she said, Rune. And I'm like, but it could be interesting. She's like, no, we're not doing this. Stop it. Here's the thing about Jillian. She wants me to do everything, and then she critiques.
Can I see your cock?
What?
During the wedding?
How does that fit? That fits worse than Tyler's fucking drops.
I'm just wondering if while I'm there I can see your penis.
Sounds more like a reception.
Can we come
activity.
Back to this song?
Shit.
Oh, that would be so sweet. Like we're creepy about.
Yeah, sneak up there.
All right, there's a guy who used to host this here program. Not this one. The pre-show. He used to host Loveline. I'm not going to say his name, but he got married to a listener not too long ago.
Dr. Drew?
He walked down the aisle to a fucking Muse song, and I thought that that was hipster.
It's very progressive.
That's hipsterific, isn't it?
I don't think it's hipster. I think it's just like, it's like cool guy.
That's,
like,
I want to be a hipster, but I'm not sure cool how. Guy. Is this what a hipster would do?
Like, hipster would he would come out to like a song that he wrote because, yeah, you haven't heard it yet. Like, like this the normal music to come down the aisle to. It's just too old-fashioned.
Yeah.
You have to be something that no one's heard yet. Because
they did that thing on Portlandia where, like, the hipsters were getting married. And he's talking to the wedding planner. He's like, we just want to do something that has never been done before. Yeah. Like, their wedding was just awful. It was just terrible.
What come out to this?
I mean, coming out to Muse, it seems like it's too rocking to be
hipster. I wasn't at the wedding. Needless to say, I was not invited. But I picture him coming with an all-black suit and a white tie and a cane. And it's like twirling the
velvet dinner coat.
That's what I picture. Yeah, like the coattails.
I just see like the suits that like black guys who host the MTV Music Awards wear.
No, like guys when they get drafted for the NFL draft.
No, that's like too gaudy. No, I'm talking about like hip, like not hipster, but like hip, like seamster, like the kind of suits that guys who run the club Skrillex spins at wear. You know, like. What's up? And his name's like just one word, like
Slade
or Slatch.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you seen Looper yet?
The kind of suit.
We should be talking about the master, and you should be in here. God
the kind of suit that the bad guy in Fast and the Furious would wear.
I don't watch Fast and the Furious.
I don't either. Really,
I'm a hipster.
Right.
Oh, hey, speaking of hipster, listen to this one. Mike, hold on, if you would. I came up with this one today. I like dubstep when it was Aphex Twin.
Wow, that's pretty
hipster, right?
That's pretty hipster.
And it's true, too. I liked dubstep when it was the Aphex one. When it was called the Aphex. Yeah. Tyler.
Hey, real quick.
Trying to show us how tired you are?
Did I mishear you a few minutes ago when you said you were considering having me talk about your first date, and you and Jillian were going to reenact it?
No, that is 100% correct.
That was a miscue that I had apparently when I was writing up the story of how we met, which is going to be part of the ceremony.
The other guy's wedding was cheesy. Oh, my God.
And she's got one axe.
Yeah.
Can I play the waiter that waited on you guys?
What? The what?
The waiter that waited on you.
What about? Oh, he's going to play the waiter.
Was the wedding with your first fight?
That would be pretty cool. That would it's actually, you know what? Happen. I'm kind of getting into this. We should totally reenact and like have like a fight and stuff. And like, we should be like, and then they had some months of dark time, and like I'll be like on one end of the stage, and Jillian's on the other, and
we're
like giving each other dirty looks.
When you first fought.
Hey, yeah. I got a good idea. We'll say we're going to take 5 minutes real quick to watch a Nathan Hamill animation of your wedding.
Would you stop plugging Nathan Hamill like he's your new boyfriend? That's fucking weird, Mike. It's getting too weird with me. I'm getting weirded out with the Mark Hamill, Nathan Hamill love. Getting weirded out.
Anderson.
Getting creeped out.
I have to ask you a question.
Scared.
Something about you baffles me.
Yeah.
Where's Dr. Drew?
He's at home sleeping. He didn't
say
goodbye.
What the fuck?
Drew didn't say goodnight tonight. That's the first time he's done that in a long time.
As I walked up, he's like, oh, Tyler, I was thinking about you tonight. And then just walked away.
Hey, but you're not even trying with the sound effects right now.
That sounds bad.
Where's Dr. Drew is not even in the fucking realm of something they could possibly relate to.
Here's what happens with this show is if there's more than three people involved, it becomes separate conversations, which is happening right now. And Tyler is kind of boxed out. So he's desperately trying to do something. And I feel for him because he's very tired and he's here. When I thought it was going to be just Tyler and I at first, we were going to have a two-hour talk about Looper, and it was going to be awesome.
Or the porn version.
Does this go back to your theory that three people is good for a conversation, but four ruins it?
Yes, and Rune ruins everything.
Rune ruins.
What's five, then?
That's right now, and it's the worst show we've
I'm
ever
shit
done.
On you.
Well, I thought last time was worse than
Anderson,
this.
Anderson, I had an actual question
Yeah, what's
you.
The question? Is this open and honest? Ask me anything, and I'll answer it both openly.
Something about you baffles me, and that is that you are a guy who's pretty much the same age as me. I mean, you're a little older, but
you're
the same generation, really.
We get the same references.
And you don't really strike me as a guy who ever, like, watches porn and beats off.
I'm worried. Oh, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. It's always animal porn, though. That's the thing with me.
Oh.
No, seriously.
Hey,
I mean, I was trying for
I'm
a second
with
to be
Mike on this one. You don't strike me as the kind of guy that masturbates to porn either.
Really?
You think
you're more like a look
do
at yourself
you?
In the mirror.
Do you?
Guy.
And you just like you don't talk about it.
One of the wisest things Carolla ever said, and he said a lot of wise things in the years that I sat before him and at his altar and listened to him tell the same stories over and over. But he has many good points, even if he does repeat them. And one of the wisest things he ever said was, "Sex is good, just not as good as the real thing."
It's true.
It's very wise, David.
No, but do you? You're a guy who has your share of himself.
What?
You have your share of yourself.
Share of myself. I, without getting into details, yeah, I've been known to take care of myself to get to sleep. It's a good medication.
Get into details.
He likes to sleep at like 11 a.m. and like 1 p.m.
Would you say that happens daily?
No, not daily.
Tyler, do you masturbate daily?
I don't.
No.
I get that feeling from Tyler more than myself.
Really?
Yeah. That you don't. That you're not. Kind of guy.
Like Tyler's a guy who was open about waiting till marriage to bang.
He got up and
but
left.
But like. It doesn't seem like he like now is like a waterfall of jizz, which is what I would anticipate a guy being if he waited till he was mid-20s.
When the stripper showed up in my room at my bachelor party, Tyler let it be known earlier in the day that he was not going to stick around, and he did in fact leave right before the girls got there.
And
then Logan went and got him when they were gone.
I'm fascinated by this. Now, Tyler,
I wish I would have done that.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your choice, and that's great. Is it a moral thing that you were from your upbringing? Is it religious? Is it your wife?
It's mostly just I would be kind of uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't like to be in the places where I'm trying to sit around pretending like I'm having fun or like hey, yeah, this is cool. When I'm just then everyone else is not having a good time because I'm being that guy and I'm not having
Fair
a
enough.
Good time. So
I understand that, but my point is that most guys in their early 20s, mid 20s. Even if I doubt anybody in that room it was actually turned on by the stripper.
No, there's nothing.
It was nothing sexual about it.
I'm fully
aware. You do it to go
and
laugh at Anderson.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, and it was, but you know what? The worst part about it was very humiliating for the girls. And I was drunk enough that I was kind of numb to that, and it was just funny, especially her fucking ankle bracelet that she was wearing.
Oh, that's the best.
The court mandated
that
ankle
is the
bracelet.
Best.
But I could see how if I was sober and I was sitting there, I would just feel really bad for the girls, which I'm sure Carano did.
Did you miss Cornelius as well?
Cornelius was great.
I saw the video of Cornelius.
All right.
You can play with the girls. I felt worse for myself for spending $300.
All right. Yeah. Mike, he thought everyone was throwing 20s when they were throwing ones, so he kept matching the Mike. Hey, listen to this. This is why I love Scott by Scott, our internet administrator. He wrote on the message board just now, Carano's not getting married because he's still trying to get her parents to sign off on it.
Oh.
That's funny. That's funny.
It is. He's not getting married. He's still trying to get.
Scott, because I'm the Tony Randall of Mike Carano's, and that means my wife hasn't even been born yet.
It's true, right? Didn't he, like, marry someone?
He's dead now, but he was 75, and she was 25.
Tony Randall's a fucking G.
Yeah.
You know what Tony Randall was buried in?
Mm-hmm.
Little short shorts. Cowboy boots and a captain's
You're
hat.
You're kidding me.
Fucking gangster.
No, that sounds like his wife or ex-wife or whoever was in control really was pissed at him.
No, he wanted to be buried in like his face. And he'd constantly walk around in like comfy shorts, like 60s style like bathing suit shorts, cowboy boots, and his captain's hat. And he just rocked it.
Speaking of buried, do you remember a number of years ago where a guy, he had paid for a plot that was like in a mausoleum directly over Marilyn Monroe, and he was supposed to be buried facing down so that he was facing her for all eternity. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. Carano does.
How do you buy a plot on top of
Muslim? Yeah, I absolutely remember that, but
they pulled him out.
Complications.
Yeah, they pulled him out because I guess his ex-wife was furious about it, and she fought it, and she finally got him out of there.
He sounds like a bit of a crypt creeper.
Well, these are wonderful stories.
He cuts his own silence.
Fuck. You.
Hey, you know what I finally did, you guys?
Nathan Hamill? What?
Close.
What up?
So, finally, I covered up the camera on the front of my computer.
Yeah, because people can see you.
What?
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
There's been, I saw this big expose on this creepy dude that was down in Mexico who was able to get all these cameras opening up on teenage girls. Yeah. Computers, and he was just watching them at all hours of the day.
Do you know how many times I've beat off directly into my laptop?
Yeah, me too.
I'm dead serious. Like,
me too. At least I thought it's fucking my stomach in lately. But, there was a school district recently that got in trouble because they gave all the kids laptops, Apple laptops, and then they expelled the kid for doing drugs because they were watching him through the camera.
That sounds wrong. That's entrapment.
Look it up right now, Tyler. It's absolutely true. And then the school district got sued by some of the parents because they had put software on there so they could turn on the cameras
remotely
without the lights coming on.
That school district should be fucking shut down. That's horrifying.
Tyler, look it up online. I promise you
true. Which district?
And I don't know. But it was big news, and I immediately put a Band-Aid over my – because I don't have any
– Shitsville, USA.
I love how Mike thinks that – the same person that's going to be watching the kids in school might be like also looking for
looking for Carano. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Hey, after that fucking dude guessed my password 3 weeks ago, I don't know what the fuck.
What? Who did what?
On the show, and I had to do my world's best acting like I didn't, like it was no big deal.
When on this show?
A listener called in and goes, I bet I can guess your password, and he did.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, and you're
all.
Like, that was it, like, a couple, like, years ago.
What was it, Groovy72?
Chupacabra.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Mike, you totally pulled that off. I didn't realize that was really your...
My fucking heart stopped and my stomach hurt.
Buddy. Buddy.
But I'll change it in a few hours.
I bet Mike Carano has a really hairy genital area.
All right. You guys want to maybe...
You want me to send you a picture right now?
Yeah.
From the in and out?
You guys from the out. You guys want to hear a strongly worded email?
I'm going to go home, but read it to your listeners.
Oh, you're going to like
it. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Michael Carano. I hope you feel better.
Later.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Tyler, were we talking about Survivor? Thanks for hanging out, Mike. See you.
Mike's been voted off the island.
Hey, Mike, Catherine, the tribe has spoken. Goodbye.
Next week on Survivor.
I got him in there. Type in J-E-F-F. All right, Tyler. Hey, you're being worse than Christian right now.
It's sex. Just enjoy
it. Let me just.
And this is what I'm into tonight. What are you into? Okay, now let's go watch Survivor.
Tyler, every drop you played, including that last mess of whatever that was, doesn't sound like a drop. It just sounds like complete distortion.
You know why? It's because he's playing it really loud. It sounds like that in here as well.
Mike. It was rising in volume for epic
epicness, yeah.
Effects.
Hey, why would they have the looper kill the looper? That doesn't give anything away because you learn that in the first 10 minutes of the movie. But they would never. That's a huge, huge
clerical error.
Hole. They would not allow the looper to kill themselves because they could see how that would be a conflict of interest and there'd be a lot of problems with that.
Well, that's why they hide it so you don't know that you're killing yourself.
But they would just have it. They yourself. Would just send it to another looper. I mean, no, that was a huge problem with the movie.
Because then
my main and only problem because that's a movie almost perfect. So good.
I had the same thought, and then I read a bunch of stuff about it, and they had some good thoughts of why.
Mm-hmm. New film vault out.
Because
by the
way. You're like killing yourself, and there's like no evidence of like a murder or something, I don't know.
New film vault, by the way, top five. Summer recap. We go over the best and the worst, or not really the worst, but we talk about what was good, what we could mine out of the summer movies. And because I saw like 20 plus movies this summer, and there's five solid ones that I could possibly own.
How come you didn't like The Master?
Did you like The Master?
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
I loved parts of The Master. Parts of The Master were some of the greatest things I've ever seen on the screen, like all of his movies. However, it wasn't done in a...
When his wife jerks him off into the sink.
That was good. You know how many fucking different theories that I've heard on that? One new one tonight, actually, somebody, because I did a big... I wrote something on AndersonCowan.com about it, and people are really getting fired up. And I got a great response to it, because I started off by saying, whoever you hear talking about how much they love this movie, that means they're just pretentious. Pretty much, I said it's pretentious radar. And it makes me believe that you just want everyone else to think you're smarter than you actually are because it wasn't that great of a movie. And this guy had a very good response, and he suggests that I see it again because I'm missing a bunch of things. But I've heard so many different goddamn
whose fault
theories
is that?
As to why he was getting beat off by Amy, what's her name, in the bathroom. I've heard that it was the most beautiful homoerotic movie ever made.
Yes.
You saw that as well? I didn't really pick up on much of that.
The person I saw it with pointed out a lot to me that I didn't
was the person
like,
gay?
No. Mm-hmm. But she said they both wanted to be, they both envied the other guy and they wanted to be him.
No, okay. For sure. There's that.
Yeah.
But did you have to buy her ticket?
Homoerotic undertones in their relationship, especially like the wrestling and the hugging and how Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That could have easily been taken as like childish playfulness that God only allowed out with him.
In that scene when Joaquin Phoenix is returning, he's coming up that lawn, and Philip Seymour Hoffman is heading towards a little kid, and it looks like he's going to pick up like the grandson.
Yeah, but then he just blows right by him. Yeah, goes to Freddie because he sees more childhood like stuff that he likes than Freddie. Listen, the movie. Here's what really pisses me off about The Master is there's moments in that movie that I absolutely loved and I would love to see again and again, but it wasn't presented in a package that is palatable enough for me to go back and see it again. I will probably never see it again, much like Magnolia. There's too much fucking shit around it. It's like having a big meal and there's like a really good steak, but all the stuff around it.
Magnolia was much better the second time I saw it.
Well, I never gave it a second chance, so... I did give Bane a second chance, and that did not... do anything for me. It just made me not like it more.
I think the problem with the movie is that there was too much expectation because everyone thought, oh, he's a genius and this was going to be
he is a genius and he's making a movie that he wants to make for sure, which is great, and I applaud that, and I hope that he continues to make movies that he likes to make, and every now and again he makes a movie that he likes that I also like. I just don't like this one. I love There Will Be Blood, but it's the same thing. It's a character study. It was really self-indulgent and it fucking just meandered, but you know what, I loved hanging out with Daniel Plainview. I didn't really like hanging out with Freddie or Dodd.
No, they were both creeps.
So that's my problem with the movie. I like There Will Be Blood way better because I enjoyed the character that he was studying. That's what I'm saying.
I like the music in There Will Be Blood there as well.
It's the same guy though, Greenwood.
You know, considering
whatever,
in my opinion, Boogie Nights is almost a perfect movie. Like I don't see any flaws in that movie. You know, except for the happy ending. But
there was that part
like
where Roller Girl fell down. She wasn't really that good on her skates.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Had her train better on the skates.
And you can see the tag on her shorts.
All right. So, but yeah, there are things about The Master that I absolutely love. Have you seen it yet, Rune?
No.
Mike likes it, and you're hearing a lot of love from Mike because it's kind of about some of his own. It hits close to home.
It's about Mike?
It's about living in a cult.
No, it totally hits close to home, and yeah. A lot of that stuff, you absolutely recognized it, and some of the techniques and stuff, even though my cult wasn't like that, but I've heard of all, you know, those are all hypnosis techniques that I've heard my friends that are, or one friend that's a hypnotist talk about, and it's all creepy, man, and that's how cults work anyway, those, especially the upper echelon ones that make a bunch of money, because they sucker in these old ladies that have a lot of bread. And pretend like they can talk to the dead, or pretend like they can pull out past lives.
Who are disillusioned by Christianity, probably because they were raped by somebody from the church or something like that, or touched or rejected, perhaps because of their beliefs. But my buddy Greg gave me. We were talking about it today, and this is a beautiful thing that he said about the movie. He said, "You know, there's a problem with the movie when the guy in the background in a scene is trying to interrupt the two main characters, and he is more interesting than the actual guys that are talking."
Okay, that guy was not more interesting. That guy was a dullard.
Interrupting, yes, I found that.
Speaking of dullards.
It was great. It was fantastic.
Jesus. You know what I did like? Is I like.
Really?
This is some dry shit.
I'm enjoying it.
This has been a long segment on movies
I've
seen.
I'm enjoying it.
I wish this.
The outbursts were fucking fantastic, didn't you think?
What?
Like when the woman is explaining the discrepancy in the second book from the original book, and he finally just goes, Shut the fuck up.
I know, but you saw that coming a mile away. I was prepared for him to explode at any minute. I was just sitting there waiting. It wasn't like it was right out of left field. Anyways, all right.
Well, shut up, you pig fuck.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to explode. I mean, he was on the verge. Anyways, I do recommend watching this movie.
Sorry. Wasn't talking to you guys.
All right. And Jillian watched it with me, and she always makes me have a harder time getting through
things. Two kids with skateboards just walked by me, and I said, "Shut up, you pig fuck," and they both stopped, and they were looking at me.
When don't you call them over?
Going to update that latest fight statistic.
Yeah, tell
them
you're doing a
soon.
Really famous podcast.
No.
What was that?
Is that his nervous giggle after he's offended someone with skateboards?
No, I just.
Are they still there?
No, they're walking across Harbor Boulevard.
Why are they not skating? Why are they walking their skateboards?
I don't know.
You should scream that at them and call them Pabs.
I didn't call them anything. I said, "Shut up, pig fuck!" And they both stopped and looked at me.
Shut up, pig fuck! Hey, ever tell you the time that I went to see the Moist Boys?
Yeah, next story.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Why is there feedback on this? It's terrible.
Beans. Cool
beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool beans. He continues to try and slip.
Cool beans.
Hey, what?
Who did you go to see?
Mike feels bad now because he was a dick. The Moist Boys, which is a spinoff of Ween. It's Mickey Macalinadio.
Oh, Ween, that band that used to
Ween,
be together?
Fuck yourself. Dean Ween and this other guy made a band called Moist Boys. And I went and saw them, and there was a bunch of little teenage punks in there.
Cougars.
There's like literally like 14-year-old dudes in there, like a pack of them, who are all obsessed with Ween. And I don't know what it is in my nature that causes me to fuck with people, make them hate me, just so I could bring it around and make them love me. And I was kind of like in a little bit of a like a.
Is that what you've been doing for 16 months?
I have no interest in you coming back to loving. None.
Is that how you seduce Jillian?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was fucking with these guys, like they're like little guys, like little punker guys, but they are filled with attitude. And I was pushing them, and we're in a little bit of a faux mosh pit. And I was pushing them, and I was like almost making fun of the band, and I was saying these guys are way better than Ween. Ween sucks, because I knew that all these kids loved Ween. Only to like an hour and a half later, flash forward, we're out front, and I'm having a cigarette, and the guys are leaving. I'm like almost starting a fight with them, just to get to the brink where they're about to like throw down, like they're really getting pissed at me. And then I flash my Ween tattoo, and I'm like, I'm just fucking with you guys. And then they fall to their knees like at the altar of the Ween loving Anderson. And I don't know why I do that. Why do I do that?
That's a
what is that?
That's a lot of risk.
Do you have a rune tattoo somewhere?
I know it is a rush knowing that I could get punched at any moment. And I don't have a rune tattoo.
Second.
Shocking.
I do have a Denver Broncos tattoo, which I'll be showing you later, though.
Rune, what do your fans call themselves?
Runatics.
Oh, my God. Rune, you must leave now. Out! Get out!
I thought my suggestion was going to be your parents.
Oh.
But,
Mr. and Mrs. Rune.
But you had Runatics locked and loaded, and I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm impressed and terrified and embarrassed.
And my groupies are Runetang.
Okay, well, now you can leave.
There you go.
You just turn off your mic. Do that.
All right, I'm leaving.
Here's what happens. Now he's going to leave, and I'm going to feel awful. Rune's my videographer for my wedding, big day. Yep. Rune, you can really fuck that up easily. Don't. Oh. There's just like 2 hours of
They're
Rune
all
in the bathroom
Rune.
Showing his dick. Good night, Rune. See you, buddy. Hey, and I was not begging you to come in. I don't know where you got that idea. I think you were just making that up, right?
What? As he's like shamefully leaving, you just clarify that you didn't want him in there at all?
That's a good point. I did just do that.
You think Rune's going to fuck up that video you're never going to watch as long as you're alive?
What do you mean? Yeah, I probably will never watch that video, huh?
I never watch mine. Don't have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should have hired Rune.
Do I look like a chump?
Hmm. All right.
Feels weird now that it's just a three.
Here's the thing with Rune. This is all right. Here's. I don't want to feel bad, but
he
I'm gonna
listen.
He doesn't listen. Rune is a little odd, right? So I said, hey, I don't know if you're. I kind of felt bad. He's like the only guy that I didn't invite to this goddamn thing. But I also know that I
know,
wanted,
you invited my parents, which was weird.
It was weird. But I said, you know what? And I'll pay you a couple bucks, and you can like you know videotape it because you fancy yourself a video guy. I don't expect you to edit or anything. Just go up there and you know just shoot it, and you know I'll give you a couple bucks. He's like, cool. And my girlfriend.
That's pretty encouraging, by the way, when you say, I'll give you a couple bucks because you fancy yourself a video guy.
I didn't
I know,
say
it sounds
like
you're going to give him 15 bucks and a ham sandwich that he has
like
to
that.
Eat in the back kitchen.
I'm giving him a filet. He's getting a filet. And it was actually Jillian's idea. I didn't tell him that. But Jillian's like, why don't you ask Rune if he wants to? Because Jillian really wants to document everything, which I don't blame her. Hopefully, this is the only time we ever do this, and it'd be nice to have it on tape. You know what I'm saying? So then Rune says immediately says, oh, cool. Can my girlfriend come? I'm like, yeah, I don't care because I guess she does the same kind of thing. She's in production. The next day, he brings up the fact again that he's coming, and he says, "Where's my girlfriend gonna sit?" I'm like, "Sit? What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, I thought she would sit and have dinner while I'm working." I said, "I thought she was gonna have a camera too, Rune." And he goes, "Oh no, hell no! She doesn't want to hold a camera. She does that all day, all week." I'm like, "Well, I'm just gonna have her sitting with my family, eating steak, and being part of the wedding. What are you talking about?"
Hey, I got a good idea. If you want to just fuck with Jillian sometime in the future,
mm-hmm.
I'll put a GoPro in the corner of the room where virtually picks up everything, yet nothing at the same time.
Exactly. All 10 pixels.
And then someday break that out and go, oh, let's watch the wedding video.
That would be pretty funny. Actually, that one would freak her out. What would freak her out more is if we got the pictures back and they're all just like hand-drawn caricatures.
Mike, are you reading the nuptials from an iPad?
No,
I'm not.
Oh, because I was going to say you should be recording from there.
I'm going to memorize them.
I'm writing them on a scroll that he has to unscroll.
Oh,
that's yes. Cool.
Yeah. It should like roll down to the floor. And
it rolls really far out. Yeah.
In that case, I'm going to pull out my giant quill pen and make some notes on it.
With a court jester juggling in the background.
I'll pull it out of my top hat. Yeah.
Wow. Andrew W.C. claims that he's seen 87 movies. That's Sidney Crosby number, boys and girls. 87. 87 movies in the theater since April. And he says that he's got me beat. That's true, Andrew W.C.
Poor as fuck.
87 movies.
Or does he like go in and then see 14 movies?
I don't know, but that's something. You know what? In the mid-90s, I used to see 87 movies since April, for sure.
Well, guess what? Out of 87 movies, I guarantee only 5 of them are good.
I don't know about that. What if you saw The Master 4 times?
So pessimistic.
It's probably
out of 87 movies, 5 were good.
I can barely make a top 5 list right now, and it's fucking October, so...
Hey, you want to hear how I almost got into a car accident yesterday?
I would love to.
I was listening to somebody talk about how the most stopped scene in movie history is that Sharon Stone scene from Basic Instinct. So I was looking it up while I was on the freeway.
It's the most what thing?
The most frozen Sought. Frame of any movie.
Why
is
that?
Sharon Stone.
Why is that? What's the fuck? I saw that movie in the theater when I was like of age, like 15 years old, like prime time. Oh my God, it's Bush. And I barely even remember that scene.
I have a 2-inch long clitoris.
It's not good. If there was a 2-inch long clitoris, it would have been much more memorable. You don't even see anything, right? It's just like a little bit of a dark spot.
I pulled some stills up while I was driving, and you can see it. You've got a big vagina.
Really? You can see like actual details.
To an extent, because it's digitized from a DVD, probably.
Mm-hmm.
My vagina doesn't like your wiener right now.
Who the fuck was that?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came up when I hit vagina. And I don't listen to things. I just press play.
Oh, I think that, play that again. Play that again.
My vagina doesn't like your wiener right now.
Oh, it sounds just like Krista, but I think it's
No, that'd be
Brie.
Yeah, my vagina.
I think that's Brie, Brie Olson. Or Brie, what's her name? From Community? Brie.
Allison Brie?
Allison Brie.
That's not Allison Brie.
I think it's Allison Brie.
It's not Allison
Brie. Type in Allison Brie and listen to how she sounds. I got a bunch of them in there. She sounds just like that. That's an alien. On Allison, that's alien. What's
have
that,
you ever licked a butt?
You're sure. That's Allison Brie.
Have you ever licked a butt?
Play the next one.
Can you shoot semen out of your hand?
She was
can
fucking on fire.
Can you shoot semen out of your hand?
Amen.
And that's where it ends.
She's the best.
I don't know who that is. Is that a porn chick?
No.
I always do that. I do Brie Olsen instead of Allison Brie. She's on Community and Mad Men.
And she's so nice.
And she's very nice.
And she's very
Brie Walker would probably give a good hand job.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
Who?
Brie Walker. She's the one with the lobster hands that was the newscaster.
What are you
news
talking
anchor.
About?
And then she, the fucking bitch. You know what she did, Mike? All right. There was a locally in L.A., there was a newscaster named Brie Walker back in the, late 80s? Mike?
Well, she was in San Diego for about 10 years, then trucked it on up to L.A.
And she had this rare... She trucked up. I'm sure she got a ride because I don't know if she
hopped on the back of a turnip truck.
She, you ever see that South Park where, I mean, Simpsons, where the guy fell off the turnip truck?
No.
It was supposed to be Hulhauser?
What?
Yeah, it was awesome. He actually fell off the turnip truck as it was coming into town, and he was really nice to everybody, but everyone's... Close your door, Mike.
I'm moving my car because security's heading towards me.
This will be good.
Have him on the show. We love security guards.
Tell him you know Reggie and everything's cool.
He's like, Reggie, tell him I said hi.
Reggie's a security guard for those of you who are brand new. Spanking brand new listeners.
I'm not seeing her lobster hands.
I don't know where he goes. So anyways, this bitch, she had lobster hands.
What is that? What do you mean?
And I call her a bitch because of this, all right? She was one of these ones. I understand equal rights and all that, and you know, everyone should be treated fairly. But God knows how she got in that position. I think most newscasters who get to that position have you got to be kind of a brutal fuck, you know what I mean? To get
hey,
up there.
Okay, you're calling her a bitch solely based on the fact that she had a handicap, no pun intended.
Right.
Because she was pretty good at reading the news.
No, she was good at it. She was good at it. But listen to me. Here's what I'm saying. I think that she probably was, you know, slashed her way to the top. I'm sure that she cut a lot of throats and she was a bitch.
Oh, she has like claw hands.
And then she got to the point. I remember she made a huge stink about it because they weren't shooting. They were shooting her from the chest up. They weren't showing her hands. And she demanded that they show her hands. Now, all that, I can respect that. I understand where she might be.
She starts doing the news like
with her hands on her face. She's constantly pointing things out, pointing to the teleprompter.
And you at home.
But hey, here's
you know what she'll be good at? Fisting.
Thank you.
It's really gross. I didn't need to hear about lobster fisting.
More like wristing.
So here's.
She swam her way to the top.
Why my opinion of her is soured. Okay. Up until then, I thought, you know, whatever. You know, people can do what they want to do and they can fight their own causes and this and that. She knew that there was like a 50% chance that if she had a child, it would have fucking lobster hands. And she went ahead, rolled the dice. She has a lobster hand baby. And I think that's fucked. You don't bring someone into the world with lobster hands if you know it can be prevented or you just adopt or something. That's fucked. That's really rude.
Did you say mobster hand baby?
I said lobster.
Oh.
You got to sound like an English New England fisherman now.
It's lobster. Like Arturo the Lobster Boy from Geek Love.
I don't know what anything he just said. I didn't understand one thing he just said. I think I heard geek. Hey,
it's
Mike.
It's a book called Geek Love, and there's a character called Arturo the Lobster Boy, and he's got lobster hands.
Tim Burton wrote a book called The Oyster Boy.
I think lobster hands is one of the most offensive and insensitive terms I've ever heard.
It's not as good as jazz hands, but still.
Doesn't quite have. I don't think jazz hands is quite the negative connotation.
Hey, you know what would be the best thing is if you got lobster served to you from Lobster Boy.
Yes, that would be the best thing.
So do you guys agree with me that that was a pretty cunty move?
Yes.
Excuse my language. All right, so are we going to bed?
What if she'd come out with lobster body but human?
I'd be more into that. You know what I mean? Hey, Mike, it'd be at least more interesting.
What's that?
How you doing, buddy? You sound okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Did you guys hear the new Adele 007 song?
No.
It's pretty cool.
Is it cool?
It's pretty good.
What's that?
The new James Bond song.
The new James Bond song?
James Bond songs. I love Goldfinger. I love One Time.
No, they make a song for every movie, and this one is done by Adele.
But
some of them are amazing.
No, this one's really good.
It's fucking awesome.
I like View to a Kill. It's the only one I like. Duran Duran.
I mean, Man with the Golden Gun, Goldfinger, those are both great.
I can never watch that movie. Ever.
The Tom Jones song is fucking awesome.
It's not unusual to shoot 007.
I've banned 007 as a series. I banned this new one, Quantum Why? Fall Silence, or whatever it's called.
Solace was terrible.
Because in the trailer, he is on top of a train. He gets shot from a very high altitude and falls lifeless into what? He's on a train going through treacherous mountains and valleys.
Wait, you're
and he falls into what? He falls into a river that just happens to be there. I can't forgive.
He gets shot
the
off
coincidence.
He's over a bridge. What do you think a bridge is over?
It's ridiculous.
Every James Bond movie has that, though.
It's ridiculous. And you know why? I picture Brian's shiny, gleeful face smiling with his thumb in the air going, this movie's awesome. And
I like those James Bond movies, but I liked it because I was a kid when I saw them.
Mm-hmm. Most
you
of
know
the-
what wasn't good was the latest Bourne movie in comparison with the last three, which were excellent.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm learning something right now that's maybe the most amazing thing I've learned in a long time. There is a service, much like Netflix, and it's a subscription service offering unlimited movies in theaters nationwide.
Yes.
What the fuck? Why do I not know about this?
It's called MoviePass or something like that?
It's called MoviePass. Yeah. Does it cost like $300 a month?
No, it's like $30 or something.
What?
I know, it's like two movies. But they're only like rolling out in certain places, and you have to be invited to be a member.
I just got invited. This is amazing.
Oh, well, then okay.
I need to. Oh, God.
Wait, how'd you get invited?
Going
to MoviePass.com doesn't mean you got invited.
No, Andrew W.C. is going to make it happen for me. This is the guy that once saw 87 movies since April. This is how. I never heard of this. How have I never heard of this? Why don't I own MoviePass?
Well, see if you can make it happen for me, too, then.
No, Mike, it's only for me.
God. I think the point of movies is to go to get the theater experience. Like, sit in that giant room.
Okay,
giant
go see.
Loud.
Go see End of Watch and tell me that. Fucking throwing
popcorn?
Up the, throwing up in the aisle.
You threw up?
Almost, man. I was getting nosh.
Oh, because of nervous or gross?
End of Watch because it was so goddamn motion sickness time. It was worse than Blair Witch.
Camera?
Yeah, settle down there. I understand.
Was it good?
The second half was good. The first half, I almost walked out. I was like, really?
Wow.
Second act gets good, but you can watch it on video. You don't need
so
to.
So End of Watch, watch to the end?
No. Yes. End of Watch, watch second half, end. Watch. All right. Hi, everybody. Let's go to sleep.
Hi, everybody. An hour and a half in.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome
this is
to the show, everybody.
This might be the worst episode we've done, at least in a long, long time.
I feel like we should go out with a Survivor song. It's pretty intense.
Hey, Anderson, go over our upcoming schedule.
next week, we have Bob Saget will be joining us in studio.
Will you turn that down there a little? A little tight.
No, when are we off?
I don't understand. I would normally say we talk about this off air, but we can't because you're not here. We're doing a show next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we can do a show the following Monday if you feel up to it. And then
okay.
I am gone for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm gone for the rest of the week.
Do you want me to string together that bachelor party show?
What? Oh, is there an actual show? I mean, I remember the 30 minutes. Did we do anything after that?
It's worse than Downtown Debacle.
It's terrible. Nothing ever.
What happened after
that?
The 30 minutes that we did sitting in my room?
Yeah.
Did we do anything after
that? 30 minutes. We did. I'd call it 30 minutes. The camera was the recorder was rolling.
Okay.
We were outside smoking on the balcony.
That's
Tyler
weird.
Was running around.
I quit that weekend.
I was somewhere else.
I wasn't smoking that weekend. I thought I quit.
Yeah, it was like Logan and Corey were doing a show.
Want to hear that
and
one? Want to hear the strongly worded email real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm having some trepidation or regret now that I've sent this because I'm gonna get her answer. She has not read this yet. She will get it tomorrow morning. And so far it's just been back and forth like, hey, so what do you need to know about the room? And here are the check-in times. And here's what – it's all been very cordial. But then she pissed me off because they have been trying – here we go. Dear, I'm not going to say her name. It is with some regret that I write this email. Having worked in customer service, I will do all I can to apply brevity where possible. But I feel it would be a disservice to both you and ourselves not to bring some of our grievances to your attention. This is all 100% true what I'm writing to her, too. More than a year ago, I bit my tongue and said nothing when we were told that a room discount could not be extended to our guests since, in air quotes, the inn has a history of selling out that weekend. And the fact that our nearly 100 guests having dinner and drinks for a large wedding, not to mention the actual ceremony fee, would not be a factor in that decision. For every one of our guests who let us know how friendly and nice the staff were when they booked their full-priced room, there have been two, my own mother included, who have had a less than satisfactory experience, and the word rude has been used to describe the interaction on more than one occasion. All right, now, I went up there to have a tasting. Mike, do you remember this?
Yes.
And I drove, Here's how it went. The tasting misunderstanding that occurred back in April, where Jillian and I took the day off work, booked another full-priced room at the inn, and drove over 300 miles round trip, only to find out that it was cake we would be tasting and not actual food, was the turning point. I can't recall ever feeling as insulted as I did when Nicole told... Oh, God damn it, I shouldn't have said her name. When that chick said, told us, "So sorry for your misunderstanding, but feel free to make a reservation at our steakhouse tonight." Exceptionally patronizing would be the best way to describe that scene and her tone. Sure, we spoke to GM, I'm not going to say his name, who paid us some lip service and told us he understood the misunderstanding and would, air quotes, see what he could do about working with this fee and ensure us that we would never work with that chick again. But oh no, she came back, and I'm going off the rails now because I'm getting angry. Because that chick that I said I would never want to work with her, she's the one who's emailing me now. While we understand that people quit jobs because we lost the good girl, we're taken aback when we saw that this other girl stuck up. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's really tough.
You should tell her you're going to call Madonna and complain to her.
I want to, but that's so, you know, I don't want to go to like a big boss. Listen to this. Jillian's dad made like a 5-minute little video for her. I'm sorry if I'm going on and off of the wedding, guys. This is just, it's my only existence right now. But he made a 5-minute video. He spent like hours and hours putting this thing together, and he was going to surprise her with it. But I found out about it, so I let the inn know, hey, he's got like a 5-minute video he wants to show her, you know, at the wedding. And they're like, oh, sure, no problem. $150 for 5 minutes of using the projector. $150.
What?
Yeah, the projector's sitting right there. They're like, yeah, if you want to use it, $150 for 5 minutes.
I think that's totally inappropriate, but I must say that weddings are the most colossal ripoff on the planet because they gouge you for every single little thing.
Here's my answer to that. I said, as for the projector, I will figure out an alternative. I cannot justify paying $150 for 5 minutes of use, and I know her father well enough to accurately predict his mortification and guilt were he to discover that his little video incurred such a fee, which is true. I mean, if he found out that we had to like, you know, pay to so that he could play his 5-minute video, he'd be mortified.
Yeah, and especially since you can buy one for $300.
Oh, God damn those people. Anyways, all that being said, I love this fucking place. It's a great place. It's one of a kind, and I can't wait to get married there. But it's just crawling with people who suck as far as people that work there. As far as I can tell, unless they move some things around, it's just been awful. Awful. I shouldn't have, and now I feel guilty. I feel guilty. Should I feel guilty?
No, you should feel guilty.
No, you shouldn't feel guilty. But you know what? The thing is, they probably don't care either because I bet a lot of people want to have weddings there.
Yeah, but how many have an outlet like this?
I didn't even bring up anything about how, like, you know, Drew was going to be there, or that, you know, I could have easily been that tool and saying, "Oh, I work in media." I end it with, "It is my hope that this email did not come off as too strong. It is my first strongly worded letter ever, and I'm concerned that next weekend may be somewhat awkward as a result. But I felt it needed to be said. We also understand that the big wedding expo coincidentally, so we won't have the good fortune of working with you. I'm going to really kissing her ass good." I say, weddings cause stress in people. I concur. But I can assure you that this is not a product of stress. But
you tabbed out at the end.
But a genuine disappointment.
Tabbed out. No, should have stayed hard.
Everyone wants to know is, how was the cake?
It was fucking phenomenal. It's maybe the best cake I've ever had that's not tres leches. Maybe. You get to see. There's three different flavors, guys. Three different.
Well, what if the cake's bad on your day?
I'm going to be like, this is not the cake that I drove 300 miles round trip to taste.
They're like, well, sir...
How many people of color come into your wedding? Because Tyler had his one black friend.
I can't believe that I'm actually writing strongly worded letters. I'm getting married. I'm all like wedding planning. What the fuck has happened to me, guys? Tyler, I blame you. You knew me before all this shit was going on. Why did you stop me?
Remember when my wedding was going on and you guys didn't care at all?
Oh, I totally cared. I was very excited about it.
I don't think we talked about it.
We came back from Hawaii 2 days early so we could be there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You know what will make it perfect is if there's a bunch of ween kids there for you to fight.
That would be pretty short.
Oh, is that what you're doing with these the hotel people? You're being mean to them, and then you're going to be like, just kidding. Love this
place.
And
then after a couple bottles of champagne, you'll be hugging them.
I hope not. I hope that I'll get all patty with
You'll be flipping
them.
On the projector and just tossing them money just for the hell of it.
I sat there on the phone with the bitch at the front desk saying, hi, I'm getting married there, so-and-so, and... Yeah, my mom, you guys didn't book her room for her, so for the night of the wedding, apparently you never gave her confirmation, and now she just heard that her room was given away to someone else, so I would like to pick a new room for her and make sure that she has a room for the night of my wedding. And the lady's
I got to call and double check on my room, too.
And the lady's like, all right, let me check to see what's available. I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting here with my mom, that'd be great. And she goes, yeah, here, put her in this room. I'm like, do you have anything else available? She's like, yeah, but just put her in that room. I'm like, my mom's sitting here with me. I'm on the computer. I'd like to show her maybe another room. No, trust me, just put her in this room. Like, all right, thanks for all your help, lady. And then I called back the next day and got a nice person who gave me an option. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right?
Because you never know what's going to happen with those funky rooms. They might put her in the dildo chandelier room.
Yeah, she can't be in that room because she's fragile. She's a fragile little lady, and I love her. I don't want her waking up hanging from... Oh, my God. All right, good night. I feel huge regret for talking about any of this. God damn it.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's personal, and I shouldn't be talking about this shit.
All right, Mike, you can get back in your car and drive home now.
I only have an hour more.
You would be in bed by now if you just driven.
I'm in bad shape, seriously, because I was having a full blown mental breakdown once I got on the road this morning, and then.
Was there anything that caused it? Was there anything that brought it on, or was it just you just woke up that way?
I knew I was going to go take some pictures and shoot some video, and then I started freaking out, and I forgot that I sort of forgot that I had plans with someone else, and then she was pissed off. Like, how can you do this? You just leave town, and I was like, and then. The fact of the matter is I had insomnia last night. I was out till 4 in the morning walking around. So my body is trash.
Mike's going to get picked up for vagrancy and he has a house.
But, hey, when's your wedding, by the way? Just kidding.
Are you going to call me day of? Like, I'm very sorry. Sorry.
No, nope, I'll be there.
I'm in Palm Springs. I'm in Death Valley. Okay. Nope. We change the location just to ensure that he's going to be there. Mike, good news for you. It's going to be at the
Borax Mine.
It's going to be at the Opera House in Death Valley Junction. All right, we should go to bed, right?
Bye.
No,
the Opera House would be at
bye,
the
Mike.
Wedding.
Mike, bye.
What's that, buddy?
Mike, bye.
What, you're hanging up on me?
Yep.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey guys, thank you very much for all the support on the websites here on the message boards. A lot of you are calling me Pabby, which I know about that email, but a lot of you are saying that I'm the projector charge is BS, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
No, you know what I like? I like the fact that you stood up for yourself because I've been doing that lately, and it feels much better. Like today I ordered an iced coffee, and the guy brought me a regular coffee, and I was just going to blow it off. And then I waited until he walked by again. I went, yeah, I ordered an iced coffee, and I returned it.
Here's what we can't do, and we do it all the time, Mike, is we don't do that, and then we just get resentful and angry to the point where we just blow up and yell at them.
How about this? The master started last night, and the projector wasn't working properly. There was a digitizing happening, and I
hadn't paid the $150 yet.
No, but I complained in the most unprofessional manner ever. I walked out and said, yeah, the movie is fucked up. And I go, what? And I go, the screen is fucked up. It looks like shit. And then I felt like a complete douche.
I do that about 1 out of every 10 movies. I have to go out and find someone in these goddamn multiplexes. God, I sound like an old man. But there's like, you know, one projectionist and he's outside smoking a dube or something, you know. And I just go and I'll have to say, like, you know, Theater 7, sound sucks. Someone fix it. And they never do.
I complained at the theaters in Brea 2 times in a row about 2 weeks apart from each other.
Cause God, we're old men. Yeah.
The volume was set about a tenth of what it should be. And I went out and I went, I know I'm deaf, but I can't hear the movie.
It is ridiculous.
People around me breathing.
When they spend so much time and money making sure that it's perfect, and then they leave it in the hands of these fucking, you know, pimple-faced kid who is not in a union or anything, and they don't fucking know what they're doing. It's ridiculous. It's bizarre. It's all.
I took offense with that pimple-faced kid part.
The olden days, they're all in a union, Tyler. You look at me funny, but all projectionists came from me. You should watch Cinema Paradiso. I'll give you a little.
That's funny because that was recommended to me last night.
So good. Cinema Paradiso. You know who made it? Giuseppe Tornatore.
Who?
Giuseppe Tornatore. It's a great name to say. It's fun to say. Giuseppe Tornatore.
I like the old days where an old man was sitting up there.
That's Giuseppe. Smoking. That's Cinema Paradiso.
Yeah.
And he's diddling a child. Well, no, he's teaching him the art of film. I'm sorry, I got that confused. He's not diddling.
Good night.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks, you guys.
Hey, Andrew WC, somehow, maybe on my website or something, send me an email, if you would, please, AndersonCowan.com, about this, and invite us to these. He said he'd invite you and Mike as well.
Awesome.
And Tyler to Movie Pass, whatever it's called. Fuck to the yes. I'm going to quit all my jobs. Just live in a theater. Good night.
All right, see you guys later. Good night.
Thanks. Hey, Mike, I'm pissed you're not here, but I thank you for pulling over and calling in.
No, thank you for understanding and not pissed off at me too much.
Oh, we should take calls. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. We're doing group therapy because we got to go. Oh, I'm sorry. What's up? You guys got anything pressing?
I had a story for you guys.
What is the story? You waited a long time. I'm sorry. I feel guilty.
It's okay. It was a story about my uncle that happened. He got stabbed. That was kind of funny. Story. I would share with you guys.
Wait, why did he get stabbed? Please.
It was a while ago. I live in Oakland, by the way, so all this happened in Oakland.
Okay, makes sense.
Shocking.
And he was a car wash guy, and he was working at a car wash kind of late, and basically some old high school friends of
Wait,
his. Or
how late was the car wash open?
It was probably like 7 or 8 or something.
Oh, that sounds, I thought you meant like 11 o'clock at night.
No, not that late. But yeah, he had some, like, he's a guy who kind of just likes to make fun of people, and he basically told these guys, like, oh, you got penis skin on your lips. And
he, what? What did he say? Wait, what?
He just said that to a stranger?
What did he say?
No. He knew them from high school. Like they're like he like they were acquaintances in high school or something, but they weren't friends really, you know? But they were kind of like two tough black guys. But my
you didn't have to bring color.
Like, enough said.
Later on, what happened was they came back at a later time when they were closing, and like these two black guys fought my uncle. And one of them stabbed him in the stomach. Okay. I just remember the story because I thought it was a good story. Guys.
That's not a good story to end the show on.
It timed out perfectly with the song, pretty much.
What did he say, though? I didn't hear about the lips. What was it?
He said he had penis skin lips.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Did he use the phrase, socked him in the stomach?
Oh, my God.
Him in the stomach.
Because that's awesome.
Good night, everybody. Thank you very much, caller, for the stabbing wound story at the end.
All right, you guys. Good night.
I'm seriously going to bed now. Like, right here.
Me too, then.
You sleep in the park. Like, hey, you want to do that gay thing, Mike, where, like, I used to do it in high school or actually junior high with my girlfriend, where we just keep the phone on off the hook all night.
Yes, we've all done that.
Like, good night. Let's do it right now with Mike.
Okay.
I've done that too.
We got to go sleep.
Mike did it this week.
All right, good night, guys.
One person was in high school.
Good night. You're gonna be okay.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Good night.
I won't hang up.
I'm
going to make this file really, really, really long so people keep listening.
You say goodnight.
I don't want to now. You know what just occurred to me is I could have done this while I was driving.
Yeah, we know.
We all know. You just wanted to hang out in In-N-Out Burger and give them a plug.
For some reason, I thought that I would lose connectivity on the phone.
Yeah, this is 2012.
All right, seriously, goodnight. See you. When are we doing it? Tuesday or Wednesday? We'll talk.
You got it. See you later. Bye.
Pulled the plug. Had to do it. Good night.